Another part of the 4th of July and the warm weather is swimming. Temperatures in the 80s mean you might want to cool down, but where should you go? Rob Casey joins us. He's the owner of Salmon Bay Paddle, a local paddleboard school. Rob, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So you make your living on the water with paddleboards. What are your favorite places to swim in Washington?
We actually like to choose places that are in warm water areas. While Puget Sound is known for frigid temperatures and wetsuit-like weather, but we find if you go to the South Puget Sound or Hood Canal, it actually warms up to Waikiki-like temperatures in the summer. So
you're talking my language here. I don't like the cold weather, the cold water swimming. How about any lakes? Are there any shallow lakes that get really warm this time of year when a lot of sun is beating down?
Actually, most of the lakes are pretty warm right now. Lake Union, for example, where we do a lot of paddleboard races in the evenings, is already lukewarm to slightly above that. So usually by August, everything won't require a wetsuit for the most part. And for lakes and whatnot. So,
tell us a little bit more about people who don't want to take a drive out of the city. Are there any places that you would suggest that they check out to take a dip?
Richmond Beach is a good spot up north. The south side of West Point, or called at Discovery Park Lighthouse, also called South Beach. At a low tide, the sun will bake the sand, and then when the water comes in, it warms up the water. So it's a pretty extensive tide flat. We'll paddle out there and see, 100 or so people out there dipping around. So,
Rob Casey, how about some family-friendly beaches, places to go swimming? Any you would suggest to folks?
I would say most of the places are family-friendly. You just want to kind of stay away from boating traffic and all the buzzing around jet skis and whatnot. Maybe like Matthews Beach on Lake Washington would be a good spot.
Hey, Rob, thanks for telling us about swimming holes.
No worries.
Rob Casey is the owner of Salmon Bay Paddle. You can find a list of city pools and beaches online at the Seattle Parks and Recreation website, and there's a link to that at our website, kuow.org. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.